Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. It's a Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is in his spot, Jim Colony. He's doing updates from his kitchen table. Chris Mack, he is, I'm alongside him. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good. I'm sitting in my basement as per the usual. Excited about, I was just saying to producer Matt before we hopped on the air, this is... And he mentioned it. It's got all the feelings of like a Football Friday kind of show. We got a really big show because, well, it's opening day, and we're right on the precipice of everything happening again, it feels like, and that's a very good feeling.
Yes, I'm into it. I'm getting tweets here from John and Robinson, the fake John and Robinson. It's this big, there's this bright thing in the sky, and he's tweeting me saying, "Look east. The hell is this? It keeps moving slightly north and back east," like he's seeing a UFO or something. If anybody else is seeing that, send us a text, 412-928-9370, or tweet us at Fan Morning Show if you get an opportunity. All right, so I saw this yesterday, and I was reading up on it. Here's where you go. What are they called? Wormholes, I guess, rabbit holes, I don't know. When you start going down places in the internet. Either one.
Both,
I don't
sure.
know. Yeah, I don't know. So Mike Tyson's going to fight Roy Jones Jr. in this exhibition boxing match. Now, I don't know what the definition of exhibition boxing match is. Like, if it's a real match, you know, it's exhibition. Right. How much are they going to let them go? Because Roy Jones Jr., albeit more nimble and 3 years younger, is going to give away a lot of pounds. So I don't know what to think about this. You know, is he going to get in and score? But if he gets hit, he could just get devastated by Mike Tyson.
Right. You could go the whole Drago Creed route, and then you got a dead guy laying in the ring because one guy wants to have an exhibition and the other guy wants to prove himself.
Right. So as I started thinking of, like, celebrity boxing. I just typed it in Google. I just got finished watching the entire Todd Bridges Vanilla Ice boxing match. And...
Every great story has started with that right there. I just got finished watching the Todd Bridges Vanilla Ice boxing match.
In which it was a real match. And Todd Bridges had goldenpalace.com like sort of in stencils on his back. It looked like a tattoo, but it was just, you know, one of those fake ones. So... I watched the whole thing, and Todd Bridges ended up, he got hurt early, all right? So Vanilla put it on him a little bit, and Vanilla was, like, getting on him some early. He got in, and he scored, but it was a quite literal case of punching himself out for the most part. Now, Bridges won on cards. You know, he won at the end, but Ice got in and started. I mean, he was putting it on him and putting it on him, and it looked like Bridges was going to go down. Then toward the end of the second round of what was a three-round fight, Bridges got in there and got in so much into Ice's head that he spun him around, and the ref did a very poor job in that Bridges was giving it to Vanilla on the top of the head, just pounding him as Ice was like kind of waiting on the bell for the second round. And Bridges was kind of like, he understood the opportunity with about 8 seconds left that the ref wasn't stepping in and he still had time for the bell. And he just was thumping on him, overhands on his head, as Ice was kind of cowering. And that hurt him for good. And I think it spun the card, or it spun the bout, and Bridges ended up winning. Now, going into that, you thought that, I thought that Vanilla Ice, he looked in better shape. I thought that he has that Miami street cred, you know? You thought
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it that, but yeah.
No, I'm...
The amount of breakdown that's gone into this.
Yeah, he got that three, flashing to 305, you know, giving it to Dade County, whatever, doing some hand signals. Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Beachfront Avenue.
Yes, I watched the whole thing. They really, they had like a little studio audience there. They had headgear on.
Oh, man.
The people had signs. They made it like a big deal. Now, I want to say that Tonya Harding fought somebody once, too. Did she not?
Yeah, she did.
Let me see.
I can't remember who, though.
Let me see who. Because they had that whole celebrity boxing match. She fought Paula Jones.
Paula Jones.
Paula Jones.
Oh, that's a.
Did she have an affair with someone?
Supposedly with Clinton back in Arkansas back in the day, I think.
Yes. And so now that one's on YouTube as well. It looks like they're just coming into the ring. And I'm going to fast forward to the very end. And it looks like, oh, yeah, it looks like Tonya Harding and all her nastiness just gave it to gave
Tonya
it to
don't
Paula
mess Jones. Around, I don't think.
Yes. But no, that's... so they tried to do the rounds, and it got me to thinking. Here's where we are, though. Who do you want to see celebrity box right now?
Oh, Kanye.
Kanye and AB?
Kanye and AB would be good. I'd prefer one where there's like an actual grudge between the two people. But I'll take Kanye versus AB. That would be good. Some sort of, oh man, I'm trying to think of a female match that would make sense right now.
Good call.
I can't.
Good
see,
call.
This is what happens when I don't pay attention to the celebrity world all too often.
Yeah, I don't either. All, you know, as anymore. Much as I pay attention is getting my wife's People magazine out of the mailbox. That's in whoever's on the cover,
and that's,
I see.
And that's pretty much all you need to see to feel caught up, really, I feel like, is just the cover of Us Weekly or People magazine. But, man, I think Kanye versus AB would have to be the headliner.
Trump and Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, my God.
How about Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? Doesn't she have like a record
that would be
coming out today?
Be good. Yeah, Taylor Swift has. I just saw a record coming out today. Yeah, they're both too well off though to engage in celebrity boxing.
How about this one? Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj have like beef?
Oh, I don't know, but that's a good call. Nicki Minaj is probably is not down and out to be into celebrity boxing, but that is one. Nicki Minaj strikes me as she might be a wild card who's just genuinely interested in the celebrity boxing match anyway, just because she wants to knock out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know who's a man that would do this? Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say Cardi B, Nicki Minaj would be the female celebrity boxing match right now. I get a feel for.
Absolutely. Tom Wolfe versus everybody.
Every bar and restaurant owner ever.
Oh, my God. You're right. You know who is the celebrity that is wacky enough, still a little bit young enough, probably thinks he's in shape enough, and I'm sure can find an opponent? Charlie Sheen would fight someone.
Oh,
and sign up and do this.
He would. He would definitely. Man, is he doing all right? Do we know? Like, he's really been under the radar for a long time now.
Remember he was in his house for like a month?
Yeah. Tiger blood and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, it was weird.
P. Diddy and T.I.?
Oh, you know who's a good one? Britney Spears. My wife tells me about all the goofy stuff that Britney Spears posts on Instagram.
She lit her gym on fire on accident, right?
I didn't hear about that one, but that sounds like a Britney Spears type maneuver. Britney Spears would be really good. How about this? Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
I like it. Spears, a lot of reach advantage. How about Colony versus the whole royal family? He hates all Colony, Meghan Markle.
Colony against Prince Harry.
Yes.
Who's the old guy that's married to Queen Elizabeth? Colony against that guy.
Sheen and Cruz could work. I like that.
That would work. I don't know if Sheen probably has like a 9-inch height advantage on Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I am all for they. You know what? If they branded it right, I could be the. We could be the general managers of this, or the production people of this, whatever. However it is, if you got the right people, right? If you you could do celebrity boxing, I think people would sit down and watch this for a half.
Oh yeah,
hour.
Yeah. And look, we're gonna rapidly. I was thinking about this last night as I was sitting there watching the Penguins scrimmage. And thinking, you know, and then in the other room, my son was watching his renovation shows. He's the only 7-year-old I know who's obsessed with HGTV. But anyway,
I started. Governor Wolf, by the way.
Yes.
Anyway,
I started to think
HGTV.
About how.
Yes.
Yeah, there's promos for new shows all the time. And I'm like, well, how are they recording all these new shows amidst the pandemic? They're probably just shows that have been in the can for a while. And so we're going to run out of new TV content eventually. And I don't know what we're going to quickly get to the bottom of the barrel on stuff that you can film or record during a pandemic. And I honestly think celebrity boxing fits into it. Like, test the people for a couple of weeks, keep them sequestered, and then put them in a television studio in a boxing ring and let them go. There's a 2-hour special for Fox on a Thursday night to lead into a World Series game or something.
Randy Fietner versus Logic. Can we have that?
Randy Fietner versus downfield passing.
I love it. No, how about Big Ben and Adam Schein? Time to shine. There's celebrity boxing. There's got to be matches to be made. There have to be matches to be made. I'm here for it. Prince Philip is that guy. Isn't that the guy that wrecked his Range Rover? He's like 97 years old and he was still driving.
He's literally like I don't know if he just looks this way or if he really is that old. He's like 217 years old.
Sheldon Ingram versus Gaddotti. Winner gets John Burton.
I love Ross. I do. Ross is a bulldog, but Sheldon would just destroy him. Yeah.
How about this? Who's the guy on? What's his name? Gordon Lesh. Who else could we find to fight Gordon Lesh?
Gordon Lesh. Would it? Let me. I'm trying to.
Good
think
morning,
another.
Guys. Mike Holden.
No.
Here.
Oh. Holden would do the bolo punch? Like he would like, or do like the swinging arm thing and then hit you with the other hand? Woo, woo, woo! Like,
yes. Wind up his right arm and then come at you with the left hook?
Yes. I'm dying.
Oh my God.
What about
Holden?
The...
Holden would beat up Gordon Lesh.
100%. 100%. 1,000%. Holden would. Absolutely.
Yeah. Holden strikes me as there's some sneaky toughness in there.
I agree. You know who's got a lot of pent-up
anger? He
played
hockey back in the day. He's fought. Who?
He did. Verzella.
That's a great call. I've heard he's in rare form at his kids' hockey games.
He's I could see him. How about you could now Ron may have to step up in weight class, but you know, what if much like Tyson or much like this Tyson thing, but what if Ron went against Vinny?
Man, would Ron even acknowledge Vinny's presence by stepping in the ring against him?
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, I am
man.
A lover.
I don't have time for this. This is ridiculous.
Wait, play that again, Matt.
I am a lover, not a fighter.
This is true.
I'm done. I'm finished with it. We can't do it anymore today. Bernie Miklas, one of Ron's compadres from St. Louis, he joins us at 8:30. Michael McHenry at 9. Jason looking for 9:30. Stephen Brault to end the show today. Oh, it's opening day. I'm making matches all over the place. We got Chase Williams versus everybody. He's gone, though. He's not in town anymore. Chase Williams and Gordon Lesh. We're all winners,
that would be
right?
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would work. That would work. Ron, what if Ron Cook was forced to fight Jim Leland?
He wouldn't do it. He'd lay down.
Or Murray Fleury. Murray, I'm done. Opening day. We talk baseball next. Good morning to you, Fan Morning Show.
Boy, there are some idiots out there, aren't there?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.